Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time to grab your gear and hit the road. As we chase after the e-bike revolution, the entrepreneurs driving it all, and the love stories of those just riding along. And today, well, we've got something special. We've got a mayor with us today here. He's a mayor of the city down in Santee, which is down near San Diego. Welcome, if you will. We've got John Minto with us. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right. Well, you've got kind of an amazing journey. You do have. It's not kind of. It is an amazing journey. I think it mirrors the journey that many have been on with these e-bikes. And it kind of goes like this. Let me see if I can summarize it. You were a police officer for 20-some years. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you're out, you're active, you're fit, and one day you retire. And suddenly something happens. Not as active and not as fit. A few pounds find their way onto your frame here. And suddenly you said, hey, this isn't good. I got to do something about it. Is that kind of the genesis?
That pretty much sums it up well.
So here you are, a former police officer, and you found an e-bike. How did that happen?
You know, it's kind of crazy because our Pedego owner here in the city of Santee is Greg Carter and his wife, Stephanie. And I've known Greg for many years because of our business together. And he told me one day, hey, I'm going to put in this bicycle shop. And my first question was, especially during COVID, are you crazy?
Right.
And so, he called me because being the mayor, he thought maybe it could help. But you know what? We still put him through the rigors of getting a permit and everything.
Sure.
Put it in. And it took me a little while. And I realized, you know, I've got to get up off of my behind and do something to help my health.
Yeah.
And so the fact that I knew Greg and I knew where to go to get a bike.
There you go. And you revealed the secret to the story that I was going to reveal later. After your police career, you decided to start a new career and you ran for politics down in Santee and you became the mayor.
True. You know, it's crazy. I've been the mayor here for 6 years and it's a wonderful time. And there's so many things that go on with being a mayor, and looking at our streets and looking at our walkways and things of that nature is important. So actually one of the benefits of being on the Pedego bicycle is that I'm actually seeing these things up close and personal.
Yeah. Not just whizzing by them in a giant chauffeured driven. No, they don't drive chauffeured cars, but whatever.
You know what? I'm doing something wrong because I haven't seen the chauffeur
haven't
yet.
You? Oh, you're in the wrong city. Come on, my city. I'm sure the mayor drives a chauffeured car everywhere he goes there. The point is that you took it upon yourself to get out and get healthy. What it surprised you on it? Did you get healthy and what else happened along the way?
I did get healthier. I will say I still have a ways to go. I dropped about 30 pounds in about 6 months.
Wow.
And didn't do any of that, you know, fancy dieting or anything. It's just the activity. I thought, you know, I'll do this 1-2 days a week and that'll help me out. And when I started, I was doing like maybe 5 miles, have to get off of it because my behind was hurting.
Right.
And then next thing I know, I'm going 10 miles and then taking a rest. So today, my average ride is 25 to 30 miles.
Wow. Wow.
And sometimes I'm doing that 3-4 times a week. So, you know, anywhere between, let's say, 90 and 120 miles a week on the bike.
So you talked about one of the unexpected consequences of getting out and riding around for 20 miles is that the mayor, hey, that's the mayor. He's really out here. He's really on the streets. He's really looking at whatever mayors have to look for, potholes and problems, or just stopping by and talking to people. Has it made it easier to be mayor? Maybe I'm making too much of this, but you riding around on an e-bike, is it easier to be mayor of a town?
Well, I don't know if it's easier, but one thing I do know is that that exercise and that time by myself gives me a great deal of stress relief. And so it doesn't matter what business you're in, you need to find some way to reduce your stress and become just a little bit healthier.
Right.
And I think that's what happened for me. But I do get out and talk to people more often. It's funny, one day I'm riding along with my buddy and we stopped at a red light. And I have a lot of safety in mind. I wear a helmet, I wear goggles, and I actually wear a gaiter across my face, try and keep some of the road debris and things
dust
out of my face.
Right.
Some guy on a scooter pulls up alongside of us. He looks over and says, are one of you the mayor? So they know I'm out there, and they know that they may not recognize me right off, but the guy with it's all covered up is the mayor.
That's him. Well, yeah, and I asked this not facetiously, but I wonder if, you know, in today's world, particularly mayors, small town mayors, what's the size of Santee? It's a pretty decent size town.
60,000 people.
60,000, yeah. So even a town, just a regular town in San Diego, or San Diego County, is still pretty sizably populated here. My point is this. Modern mayors are like modern executives. I don't know how much they get out into the field. You're in meetings, you're in hearings, you're in departments, you're whatnot. In the old days, the mayor walked around the streets. Maybe he could, because it was Mayberry and you could just go downtown and walk around the streets. But it made him or her accessible to the public. It let them see in real time what's really happening out there. But when we're whizzing by from one meeting to another, I say this because we had somebody on the other day, and he was talking about that was an unexpected thing. How much he's in a small community in the South, in somewhere in North Carolina. And he said, I didn't realize just when I'm moving at a human pace, I can stop and have human conversations. When I'm whizzing by in a car, I never stop.
Yeah. You know, that's very true. As a matter of fact, the only time we really get out, or a lot of mayors get out, is when they're doing grand openings, right, christenings, or something that is scheduled.
Right.
But to just be out there, stop by a local coffee shop, get your bagel, get your coffee, get whatever, and sit around and just talk with people. You hear about what they think and they see.
Yeah.
And some of the things that they may not, you know, call in and talk about, but, you know, when they see it, they're going to do that. And that's even in the store,
exactly,
places like that. So.
And so you can see it too.
The bike makes a difference.
You can see it too. You know, it's one thing that somebody says it's a pothole problem, but when you're there, you go, oh, yeah, I see it. I see exactly
what you're talking about. I've hit some of those potholes.
Yeah, hit some of those potholes. Well, all right. So maybe that's our theme today here. Every mayor in America, whether it's a pedigree or otherwise, should get on an e-bike and get out and ride the town more often. They'll feel healthier and they'll come in contact with the people and get their feet on the ground and see what's happening. As you say, the rubber meets the road. What else, other than health, other than maybe it gets you out and in the community more, anything else that, because you become passionate about this? I mean, I know that's why you're on the show. You don't just tell people, oh, that was a fun thing. You're really saying everybody should get on an e-bike of some sort.
I got to tell you, it's strange. I kind of, you know, have a hard time finding the right word. Because when you give a speech about something, obviously, you know, the topic very well. And I certainly know pedigree bikes very well now, but I don't necessarily know myself or others as well as we all think we do and why we do things. And I go down to the pedigree store on Saturdays and Sundays. Well, I'm actually there more often than that, but I go down there and I help with people who come in and have questions because the store gets really busy.
Right.
So Stephanie and Greg and Max and Garrison that all work there, they might be tied up with people. And so I'll talk to people about the bikes. I mean, I've become very familiar with them. I know what works, what doesn't work, and I know how to ride them. Matter of fact, I'll take people out on little rides and talk to them about how to use that throttle, when not to use that throttle, when to pedal, when not to pedal,
right,
how to make turns and things so that they get a great experience even on a test ride. And I can tell you that when people get on that test ride and they have that comfort level that they never thought they were going to have, that's when they decide to buy it. And that's when their fun starts.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming that the mayor of Santee is a, I don't know if it's a paid position or a part-time position or whatever, but it's probably not a full-time position. And most mayors in small towns or small cities across America can relate to that. They're still own a hardware store, they're still an accountant, they're still an attorney, they have something else they do. This is something, a give back or a part-time thing. Is that the way it is in Santee? I don't know. Or are you a full-time mayor and that's all you do is just you're the mayor?
No, you've got it absolutely perfect. Majority of mayors and councils across the nation are actually part-time.
Right.
It's only large cities that have a full-time mayor and council, and they get paid pretty good to do that job here.
Right.
We just get a little bit of a stipend and whatnot. So the guy that's retired that has a chance to get out there and talk to people more often is really in a great position. Because the way I do my job is more like full-time than it is part-time.
But, yeah, right.
You know, people sometimes want that big nose, big mouth, busybody of finding out what's going on.
We don't know anybody like that. I wish I did at City Hall. I knew somebody like that. Well, I only bring it up because, you know, people are going to say, what the heck's the mayor doing out there in, you know, pushing a product, pushing an experience. And I think part of it is your own passion for doing this. And then I guess you're like one of the ambassadors for Pedego. You're going out telling people about this. You're so passionate about this idea of riding an e-bike and this product in particular that you apparently are out pushing this all the time, telling people, try this, do this. Here, I'll help you. Here's what I went through.
And just to share a quick story with you, I actually go to some of my meetings on my bike. And you know, I don't put on a suit and tie to go to these meetings. I tell people I'm coming on my bicycle, so I'm not going to be all dressed up.
Right.
And if you want somebody that's all dressed up, then you don't want me.
Right. Elect some other guy.
I had a meeting not too long ago with some folks, and they talked to me about the bike. And then just the other day, I was in the store, and one of those gentlemen that I was having a meeting with showed up at the store. And I was surprised.
How about that?
Well, I thought about it, and I've been thinking maybe I need a get on an electric bike. So yeah. Took him out for a ride was having a bad day. And after going out for a ride for about 20, 30 minutes and learning a little bit more about the bike, he says to me, John, he says, you have lifted me up. This has made my day.
Wow.
Important.
Wow.
So
isn't that what even a politician wants to hear all the day, that you made an impact in people's lives?
You know what? That's more about what a good friend is supposed to do.
Yeah, that too. Right. So I'm just amazed. I don't know how many other mayors are riding e-bikes of any sort around the country, but it makes so much sense. It's lower impact. You know, you're setting an example. We all want to drive less, pollute less, have a lower footprint, all those kind of good positive things we're trying to do. And at the same time, you're out active and accessible. People can see you in the community. You're not just whizzing by, sitting in a room, having meetings one after another here. I just think we should start a mayors for e-bikes program here or something.
Well, there we go. Maybe a little separate sub club.
Yeah, a little sub club here. And yeah, I wonder.
And when I say sub club, I don't mean, you know, Subway sandwich.
I don't know. It wouldn't that set an example if mayors were riding around on e-bikes? Wouldn't that put a smile on people's face and their face? Wouldn't it make them more accessible? Wouldn't it show the possibilities? But let's talk about that. Are all cities ready for e-bikes? Are all cities ready for bikes of any sort? Here in California, we've made an effort to be bike friendly and bike ready, but I don't know if we're there yet. What do you think?
Well, it's interesting that we think about that, because I know that it's a big difference between an urban area, suburban, and then rural area, then out in the country even,
right?
Where maybe things aren't as close, so you don't want to be on a bicycle that long just to go get a gallon of milk. Here's the thing, where I live, I go from a suburban area to a rural area, then what seems like out in the country.
Right.
I just pass cars when I leave, and I go through areas where there's nothing but trees and trails and come back around. So I think that if more mayors maybe experience that kind of, comprehensive approach to bicycle riding,
right,
and they see their streets more, they can talk more specifically about it. I know prior to this, I was very, I won't say down on bicycles, because I rode a regular bicycle.
Right.
But the question was, why would I want to be on a regular bicycle forever and go to the office and be hot and sweaty and
right,
tired and have to take a nap before I have a meeting?
Yeah, right.
But now I can do that same thing, and I can go further and longer, but I don't have the same issues. And so
you get some exercise, but you're not working out. You don't have to work out and come in sweaty and tired and aching from pushing yourself like you just went to the gym for 4 hours. Yeah.
Well, that's just it. Who wants to go to the gym for 4 hours?
I don't.
Go to the office. It's interesting, you know, in California, we do have an awful lot going on with bicycle riding, whether it's an e-bike or otherwise. And California has created some laws that tend to try and protect bicycle riders. Mm-hmm. I know along the coastline, we have now a lot more areas where they've taken a two-lane highway, made one lane for traffic and one lane for bicycling.
Right.
Unfortunately, it seems like, and I don't know if there's a correlation, however, there's also an uptick in bicycle accidents.
Yeah. Right.
So accidents, pardon me. And so is that adding to it, because we just let people out there into traffic without having better ideas about how to make it safe.
Right.
So those are the things that we have to talk about. In California, you know, we've got some new laws that require schools to provide their facility for public, you know, to get trained on bicycle safety, especially kids.
I didn't know that. That's a new law that took place this year here?
Yeah, that was signed into law by the governor in July, I believe. And then just last month in August, there was another law that was signed in by the governor that required California Highway Patrol to create an online training course for bicycle safety. You know what? There's nothing like hands-on and talking to somebody in a classroom. You know, anybody can fill in the box and say, well, I know if I, because here's the way I would do it. If I do that, I'm going to get in trouble. So that must be the answer that I'm not supposed to do yeah, that.
Right, exactly.
You know, in down here in San Diego County, we have Greg and Stephanie that are two of the nationwide certified bicycle safety trainers. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we look at everything when they sell bikes. I say we. I'm there so often. I feel like I'm part of the crew.
Yeah.
They sell bikes. They talk about bicycle safety and things of that nature. They don't want anybody going out of there without a helmet or something.
And Pedego's taken the lead in that. I've said for a long time, oh, I applaud them for stepping up. Many manufacturers just selling the bike and ignoring either the infrastructure questions. Is the city ready? Is the community ready for this many bikes out in the streets? Maybe not. Maybe not with some urban planning or thought, or where are we going to put them? How are we going to put them? How are we going to protect them? All these kinds. How are we going to separate them? Everything here. Part of the question is the urban infrastructure question. And part of it is the question that nobody really wants to address except for Pedego, which is, hey, we're giving people more power. We better give them more safety instruction. This is something you certainly benefit if you know how to do better. You feel more comfortable on it and you'll be safer on it. And I know here in my own neighborhoods, there are many people are concerned now as e-bikes seem to be everywhere. Does everybody know how to ride the e-bike, particularly kids? Do they understand the rules of the road? Are they being courteous? Are they being careful? Are they being reckless? And so I think there's some training that needs to take place, as well as the cities themselves have to start rethinking how they laid themselves out. They were laid out for cars, for Pete's sake. Yeah. And now we're trying to get away from cars. We're going back into urban downtowns with walking malls. We're trying to put up bike lanes. We're trying to get less congestion, less smog, less traffic. All these things that are leading to all these alternative transportation ideas here. And I think you're at the front of it. I applaud you. You're out there. You're actually doing it, not just reading about it.
Well, I can tell you that, you know, we do talk a lot about bicycle safety, and that we don't want to scare people away from a bicycle, whether it's a Pedego or another brand or right. a standard bicycle, because it's important that you do get the exercise, you get out there, get the fresh air and de-stress.
Right.
We want you to know that you have to be safe and always looking around. And
you got to be smart. Because, you got to know what you're doing. You got to understand what you got, and you got to be smart about it. And you got to recognize the roads were built for cars, and now we're trying to accommodate lots of people. Pedestrians, the same thing, trying to get people out walking more, and that's leading to more pedestrian accidents. And so how do we get cars and people and bikes and scooters and skateboards and all this stuff to coexist in a world where nobody ever thought about this before? They certainly didn't design the cities for all this. And now they're trying to retrofit them and retrain people how to interact and how to make all this work.
The key is training people to be aware.
Yeah.
Be aware of surroundings. You know, just a side note here. I actually got hit by another bicyclist
last month. Oh, my goodness.
A guy came from an alleyway and just broadsided me.
Jeez.
Well, that's a bicyclist who's not really paying attention to what he's doing and not entering roadways safely.
Right.
Quite frankly, the statistics show that the majority of bicycle accidents are actually created by the bicyclist. Mm. So that's why it's so important to create a level of awareness for bicyclists that help make them safer. And
I grew up
cars aren't necessarily looking out for you.
And no question about it. It's a two-way street, literally, no pun intended. I grew up in the Midwest, in Michigan, Minnesota, places like that. And a million land of 10,000 lakes in Minnesota, lakes everywhere. In the summer, everybody I knew had a boat or was on a boat. And it was chaos because there's no rules of the road. So many of the boaters just were weekend warriors and got in a boat. Maybe they had a beer in one hand and a ski in the back, and they're looking back, they're looking here, and they're running into each other, running into stuff all the time here. There were accidents still are. And the boating industry is always saying, be smart, be safe. You can have fun with these things, but you've got to be aware of what's around you. You don't want to just get out there and start joyriding any more than on a bike or a skateboard or anything else here. Right.
Agreed.
All right. Well, you're joyriding around. You're having a joy doing this thing, apparently.
Apparently.
I mean, you're on the Pedego podcast touting the beauty, not only the product, but of this whole lifestyle. Do any of the other, you must go to conferences with other mayors. Do they look at you and go, this guy's nuts? What are you doing?
Okay, I'll cop out to saying that. First of all, I'm very conservative. I'm a Republican. And I get teased about, well, I thought Republicans didn't like electric.
Yeah.
I don't think that they like bicycles. I don't think they like climate, you know, preservation, things of that nature. And I said, no, that's not necessarily true. It's just, you know, everybody wants to fight with each other instead of talk about how they can work together. And so if I can be that catalyst for talking and engaging in good comprehensive conversation, then might as well do it by saying, hey, did you guys know I drive an electric bike?
Yeah. And why does that have to be a sign of a tribe? Instantly, what color you wear, what you drive, what you do is instantly, oh, he's one of those.
Yes.
And it's like, no, we're all, I didn't know we were so easily identifiable. More and more, we want to have we are like the Crips and the Bloods. We got to have the blue and the red, and that's all we wear, and that's all we breathe and do here. I don't know. I don't understand that world. You got my vote today just by what you said there. And I think that's the power of mayors and local elections. I felt for a long time, a lot of these elections are nonpartisan. I don't know what they are in Santee, but you don't even declare what you are. They're not people aren't voting for party. They're voting for the people. And the mayor there isn't there to change social policies. He's there to fill potholes and get stuff fixed and make the community work. And then to spearhead, where do we go from here? We're going to transition from cars into something else. That's clear. We're going to transition from gas into electric. Whether people like it or not, it's already happening. The economics are there. The car companies aren't going back. If they can make something with 1,000 less parts that lasts 1,000 times more and make more money doing it, you're not going to convince them to go back to gas with guzzling cars, no matter what people want. Sorry. And it does. It helps everybody. So I think it makes sense. It's coming. I don't know why people want to fight, be Luddites, as they used to say. Go look that term up, the old Luddites who stuck their head in the sands. You know, there are people out there just say, enough, no more technology. This is all I want, this much and no further. And I think that's short-sighted because it's going to come anyway. And the question is whether it's going to come sensibly or whether it's going to come haphazardly.
And that's a good way of putting it.
So, all right, here's a man out there in the forefront riding around. Mayor John Minto, mayor of Santee, California. Go look that up. Santee, a beautiful community. Where are you? East of San Diego down there? Is that where you are?
East of San Diego.
All right. When what's Santee known for here? We're going to get a little town plug here. What do you want?
You know what? Our biggest attraction is our Santee Lakes. It's a campground and was the first reclamation project in the nation back in 1958, I believe it was. And today people go there, draw almost 1 million visitors a year.
Wow. Well, I'm going to have to come down. I live so close. I live in Orange County, north of that. Santee is just one of those towns I sort of know on a map. I don't know that I've ever been there, or maybe I've been through there, but I got to stop there and get out of the car, look around, and maybe rent an e-bike and ride with you someday here.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if you come down to the Pedego store, I can put you on a Pedego and you won't have to rent it.
Oh, I know. So I know people in high places here.
Well, the important thing about the whole day is that you have to have a great Pedego day.
That's it. Well, hello, fun. John keeps saying it. I keep trying to understand this phenomenon. He's like, it's just fun. We had William Shatner on the show. I'm trying to dissect what a man 90 is doing on an e-bike and what he gets out of it. Is it health? Is it more family time? Is it, you know, and he said, Paul, it's just fun. So maybe I'm trying to make too much out of it here. Hello, fun.
Hello, fun.
Well, hello, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for coming on and sharing your stories here today.
Thank you for having me here.
Okay. Well, there you have it. The mayor of Santee, California, on the Pedego podcast.